This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. We real cool. The pool player 7 at the Golden Shovel. We real cool. We left school. We lurk late. We strike straight. We sing sin. We thin gin. We jazz June. We die soon. Born in Topeka, Kansas on June 7, 1917, Gwendolyn Brooks was the second child of David Anderson and Keziah Kareen Brooks. Graduating in 1936 from Wilson Junior College, Brooks' life of poetry would manifest over 50 honorary doctorates. Brooks began writing poetry at the age of 7 years old. At the age of 16, Brooks had her poems read by Langston Hughes and began to explore the poetry of T.S. Eliot, E.E. Cummings, and Wallace Stevens. In 1945, Gwendolyn Brooks was awarded the Mademoiselle Merit Award for Distinguished Achievement and joined the influential circles of literary pioneers like Richard Wright and Ralph Ellison. In 1949, her text, Annie Allen, would be published, and in 1950, Gwendolyn Brooks would be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry. Following Annie Allen, Brooks would publish Maud Martha, an autobiographic novel in 1953, and a series of children's books in 1956. The radical events of the 1950s did not miss her. She captured incidents like the murder of Emmett Till in We Real Cool and the brutal beating of a Black journalist at the Little Rock Central High crisis in Lovers of the Poor. Her work continued to examine the transformative years of the civil rights movement, with her text in 1967 called In the Mecca. The book In the Mecca would have pieces dedicated to Medgar Evers and Minister Malcolm X. It would also prompt Brooks to examine how she existed in the changing times. Brooks' examinations through the text In the Mecca would be awarded with a National Book Award nomination, and she would also take a radical stance, refusing to ever give her books to a white publisher. Brooks' poetry can be viewed in a fashion of pre-1967 and post-1967, beginning as light and transitioning into aggressive and fiery. Brooks would continue an incredible life of writing and educating and receive numerous awards, shattering glass ceilings with every achievement. Her poetic life would come to an end as she passed away in 2000 of cancer. Nevertheless, we remember the poetry, the life, the legacy, and the love of the incredible Gwendolyn Brooks.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about this series online at KUAF.com. Just search for Reflections in Black.